Biblical Theology, Chapter 5, Continued. The Names of Satan. The Bible gives many names for Satan, which reveal more about his nature and activities. Satan was originally called the Anointed Cherub and Lucifer before his rebellion. Other names for Satan are Abaddon, or Hebrew word for destroying angel, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Accuser of the brethren, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Adversary, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Angel of bottomless pit, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Angel of light, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. Apollyon, Greek word for destroyer, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Beelzebub, Matthew chapter 12, verse 24, Luke chapter 11, verse 15, and Mark chapter 3, verse 22. Belial, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Deceiver, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and chapter 20, verse 3. Destroyer, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Devil, which means slanderer, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Dragon, Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. Enemy, Matthew chapter 13, verse 39. Evil one, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. God of this world, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. King of Tyrus, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 15. Liar, father of lies, John chapter 8, verse 44. Murderer, John chapter 8, verse 44. Prince of the devils, Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. Prince of this world, John chapter 12, verse 31, chapter 14, verse 30, and chapter 16, verse 11. Prince of the power of the air, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Satan means adversary, John chapter 13, verse 27. Serpent, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Tempter, Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Roaring lion, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Ruler of darkness, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. You can recognize the power of Satan from his attributes and names. Because he is a deceptive, powerful enemy, the Bible warns, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Neither give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. The original position and fall of demons. God originally created all of the angels, some of which later became demons. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Demons were originally like the other angels of God, with the same attributes and positions as the good angels. When Satan rebelled against God, a portion of the angels participated in his rebellion, so God cast them out of heaven along with Satan. They were no longer good spiritual beings, angels, but were evil spiritual beings, demons. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, or Satan, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. If demons are not fallen angels, then we have no other biblical explanation for their existence. Satan cannot create his own forces because all things were created by God. There are two groups of these fallen angels. One group is actively opposing God and his people on earth. Another is confined in chains. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Jude 6. The leader of both the confined demons and active demons is Satan, who is called the prince of devils. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. The attributes of demons. In their original sinless condition, demons had the same attributes as the good angels, previously discussed in this chapter. In their present evil state, these demons are spirits. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, and Luke chapter 10, verses 17 and 20. Can appear visibly. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. Can speak. Mark chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 12, Luke chapter 8, verse 28, and Matthew chapter 8, verse 31. Believe. James chapter 2, verse 19. Exercise their wills. Luke chapter 11, verse 24, chapter 8, verse 32. Demonstrate intelligence. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. Have emotions. Luke chapter 8, verse 28, and James chapter 2, verse 19. Have recognition. Acts chapter 19, verse 15. Have supernatural strength. Acts chapter 19, verse 16, and Mark chapter 5, verse 3. Have supernatural presence. Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 through 23. Are eternal. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Have their own doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Are evil. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And chapter 3, verse 11. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Know their destiny. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Recognize Christ. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. The names of demons. Demons are called evil spirits 6 times and unclean spirits 23 times in the New Testament. They are also called devils. Mark chapter 1, verse 32. And the devil's angels, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. The organization of demonic forces. Let us review how God organized his angelic host. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Satan is an imitator, not an originator. He has organized his demons in a structure similar to that of God's forces. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Satan has organized his forces into principalities. Satan has apparently divided the world into principalities. A principality is the territory or jurisdiction of a prince. Satan has placed a prince over each principality. The prince of the power of Persia is mentioned in Daniel chapter 10. This is how Satan works on a national level, influencing governments and nations. Powers and rulers of darkness of this world. These two categories of demons are at work in the social, political, and cultural systems of the world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. High places in the Old Testament were where worship occurred. This is how Satan works in the religious structures of the world. These organized groups vary in size. For example, Mary Magdalene had 7 demons in her prior to her deliverance. Luke chapter 8 verse 30 mentions a legion of demons. A legion in the Roman army, which ruled at the time of Jesus, referred to 6,100 foot soldiers and 726 horsemen. These organized forces of demons are united. In the case of the demonized man recorded in Luke chapter 8 verse 30, the demons were united in their purpose, which in this example was possession of the man. The same is true in Matthew chapter 12 verse 45, and in the case of Mary Magdalene, who had 7 demons, Luke chapter 16 verse 9. Jesus spoke of the unity of demonic powers when he said, "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?" Matthew chapter 12, verse 26. Have different degrees of wickedness. This is illustrated by the demon who said he would return with other evil spirits. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, "I will return into my house from whence I came out." And whence he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. Can change their functions. The demon in 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 21 through 23, declared he would be a lying spirit. This indicates he was not one previously, for he said, "I will be." Are of different kinds. The Bible teaches that man has a body, soul, and spirit. There are 3 major kinds of demons that attack the body, soul, and spirit of man. Evil or unclean spirits. They are responsible for immoral acts, unclean thoughts, oppression, possession, depression, and other strategies of Satan. They afflict the mind and the soulish nature of man. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 and chapter 12 verse 43, Mark chapter 1 verses 23 through 26. Spirits of infirmity. These spirits afflict the physical body. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Seducing spirits. Seducing spirits afflict the mind, soul, and spirit of man, influencing him to believe false doctrines as indicated in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. These spirits seduce people to believe a lie and be damned to eternal punishment. They are spirits of false doctrine, cults, false Christs, and false teachers. The activities of demons. Throughout the Bible, demons are shown as being active on earth. Since Satan is not omnipresent or present everywhere, he uses demons to do his will and accomplish his purposes throughout the world. Demons constitute the powers of the air, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and the powers of darkness, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, and are all under the control of Satan. Demons follow orders given by their prince, Satan. We can summarize the activities of demons by noting that they are always directed against God, His plan, and His people. Demons extend Satan's power by promoting deception and wickedness. They affect individuals, governments, nations, and the world system. They promote rebellion and slander both God and men. They promote idolatry, false doctrines, and blind men and women to the truth of the gospel. These demons attack unbelievers, driving them to commit terrible evil acts, to murder, injure, commit suicide, etc. They affect the mind with emotional problems and the body with physical infirmities. They demonize people by residing within a person, exerting direct control of the person's mind and actions. Demon possession is characterized by unclean spirits, Mark chapter 5, verse 2, fits of rage, Mark chapter 5, verse 4, unusual physical strength, Mark chapter 5, verse 3, resistance to spiritual things, Mark chapter 5, verse 7, an alteration of voice and personality, Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Demons attack believers by temptation, deception, depression, and oppression. They try to keep you in bondage to habits and fear. They accuse and slander you, create division among the people of God, and attack your physical body. Demons are used by Satan to attack the Word of God, your worship of God, your walk with God, and your work for God. Unbelievers are defenseless against the attacks of demonic powers, but believers have powerful spiritual strategies for dealing with these mighty spiritual forces of evil. Believers can protect themselves from demonic activity, be delivered when affected by demons, and have the authority to bring deliverance to others through Jesus Christ. For detailed studies on spiritual warfare, demonic activities, and deliverance, see the Harvest Time International Network course entitled Spiritual Strategies, A Manual of Spiritual Warfare, available at http://www.harvesttime.org. The final destination of Satan and demons. Hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. It will be their final destiny. Then shall he, Jesus, say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. When Jesus confronted two men possessed by demons, their response was, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. The demons in the possessed men knew their final destiny was a place of eternal torment, and that there was a set time for their banishment there.